The sutta we have chosen today is Dana Vuttu Sutta. This sutta is from the Anguttara Nikaya and translated by the Most Venerable Bhikkhu Bodhi. I'll read the sutta and please feel free to read aloud with me together. Bhikkhus, there are 3 8 grounds for giving. What 8? 1. One gives a gift from desire. 2. One gives a gift from hatred. 3. One gives a gift from delusion. 4. One gives a gift from fear. 5. One gives a gift thinking, giving was practiced before by my father and forefathers. I should not abandon this ancient family custom. 6. One gives a gift thinking, having given this gift, with the breakup of the body after death, I will be reborn in a good destination in a heavenly world. 7. One gives a gift thinking, when I am giving this gift, my mind becomes placid and elation and joy arise. 8. One gives a gift for the purpose of ornamenting the mind, equipping the mind. These are the 8 grounds for giving. So this is the Dana Vuttu Sutta, and may we invite Bhante to expound this sutta in detail, please. Bhante, please.
As you all noticed, it's a very short discourse. Dana Vuttu Sutta centers around our mental status at the moment of giving. So the sutta elaborates 8 mental status when someone practices giving. The sutta also centers around wholesome and unwholesome way of giving. It also focuses the intention and purpose of giving. So let's spend a little bit of time to understand these 8 aspects of giving. Why do people give? There can be many reasons for people to give. So in this particular sutta, Buddha talks about 8 reasons why someone might give. The first of them is giving with desire. When someone gives with desire, that person might have desire towards the things that he or she is going to give, or that person might have desire towards the person who is going to give that gift. Both are possible. Some people, when they give things, they might say these kinds of words. This is specially for you. Don't give to anybody else. In such a situation, this person gives with a string attached. The gift comes with certain conditions. So, I give you this gift, but you cannot give it away. This is the condition. There might be occasion someone may say when that person gives a gift, if you don't use this, please return. Please give back. Here also there is a condition attached. So here the person still has desire for this gift. The person has not let go the attachment to the gift. he or she may give it with hands, but not with the mind. So this is called giving with desire, because the person has not abandoned the desire yet. I remember when I was in Sri Lanka Rame Temple, we had a particular devotee who always come and gives things to the monks. But this devotee had this habit of saying, if you don't use it, please give me back. So what I noticed, many monks, of course, following day or few days later returned the item. Because we know that the person has not given with full detachment. It is still string attached. It is also possible for someone to give a gift with a strong desire towards the recipient. A rich man might buy a car for his girlfriend because he desires her. He has so much lust, so much desire, so much craving for the sensual pleasure that she can provide. So in this case, of course, giving these, whatever the gift, and it has got the desire attached to it. So this is also that what we can say, that giving with desire. And in this kind of case of giving, since desire become prominent in the mind, the meritorious power of the action is diminished. So Buddha encouraged us to give with detachment. When we give, we must give without the string attached, openly, freely. That is the pure way of giving. So what happens when we give with desire, then the mind is defiled, and of course you have ulterior motives behind the giving. So it is not the pure type of giving. The second giving here is mentioned when the mind is conditioned with anger, irritation, or hatred. Why on earth that someone gives with anger? This usually happens when someone is forced to give against one's will. In the first place, that person doesn't want to give, but that person is forced to give. So friends, don't force any of your friends to practice dana. We can encourage, but don't force. Because I have seen sometimes social pressure. Social pressure means, okay, I'm giving, I'm donating now. Would you like to donate? Why don't you do that? So we should not pressurize someone to give. Giving must always come from the heart. It must be pure. So what are the situations that someone might give out of anger, out of hatred? Suppose a beggar, a destitute person, comes to you and asks some money. And you simply look at the person and find that no point of giving to him. He seems all right, he can do some work. And you think, why can't you do some work and earn? So you do not want to give. But this beggar will not give up. The beggar will come after you and run after you and ask again and again, please give, please give. You might have come across such situations when you travel to other countries, perhaps not in Singapore, but in other places you might have come across such situation. So what happened? You become angry and agitated. But there's no way that you can get rid of this person without giving something. So you might give something, an X amount of money, but at that moment of giving, you give it with hatred thoughts, with the intention of getting rid of it. This is called giving with hatred. Or suppose a married couple is going to divorce. So under the divorce law, half of your wealth must go to your wife or go to your husband or wife or spouse. You do not want to give that, but you are forced to give. So there are a lot of anger, a lot of hatred. So you give that half whatsoever with hatred, with anger. There can be a situation, a child might pressurize mother or father to transfer a particular property to his or her name. But mother or father, in the first place, they do not want to do that. But the child pressurize the parents to the extent that parents might give it, but at that moment of giving, a lot of anger. So this is called giving with hatred. So friends, you must always give with love, with generosity. When you give with hatred, that's not a good action. Meritorious power of that action is diminished because your mind is conditioned with hatred. The third condition the Buddha talks about is giving with delusion. What does it mean, giving with delusion? Because at the moment of giving, your mind doesn't have right understanding. So here, when someone practices giving without right understanding, and that is considered as giving with delusion. So what it means to have right understanding in Buddhist teachings? So here it means kammasa katha samadhitti, means right understanding related to good and bad actions. In Buddhist teachings, we believe that whatever actions which are ethically praiseworthy, socially beneficial, karmically productive, and spiritually uplifting, such actions are beautiful, wholesome actions. Whatever actions have got these conditions, they are usually rooted in loving kindness, compassion, goodwill, friendship, understanding. So these are the base for such actions. On the other hand, those actions which are ethically unwholesome, blameworthy, socially destructive, bring harm to the other living beings and human beings, karmically bring you downward, not productive, they are destructive karmically. Spiritually also bring you downward to lower realms. Usually these actions, they are rooted in defilements like anger, hatred, jealousy, cruelty, excessive greed, attachment, delusion. So now when someone has right understanding, that person when gives, that person gives for a right course of actions. The person who doesn't have right understanding then might give for wrong course of action. For example, there might be some people who believe sacrificing animals in a religious ritual is a good action. Some believe in that way. Some people sacrifice animals in the name of the departed relatives and friends, thinking such actions bring benefit to those who are dead and gone. So there can be people who believe sacrificing these animals in the name of departed relatives or friends or name of the gods or devils, they are good, beneficial. However, from the Buddhist point of view, they are not good action because it's unwholesome. So when you give for such a cause, this is called giving with delusion from the Buddhist point of view. Or there might be some people who believe in extremist views like religious fanaticism or racism or political ideology. Whatsoever these extremist views, having held such views as good, when you support such activities, in return these people will bring a lot of disaster to the society. And if you were to believe that they are good and give to support such action, this is called giving with delusion from the Buddhist point of view. So we are defining all these actions from the Dhamma according with the teachings of the Buddha. Someone may think these are good actions, but from the Buddhist point of view, this is called giving with delusion. Another example, suppose a drug addicted person. And you might see this poor person who is addicted to drugs is suffering from this addiction, and he doesn't have money to buy the drugs. So if you were to give money to this person to buy the drugs, knowing and thinking that it is a good action because you are helping to relieve the suffering, from the Buddhist point of view, this is delusion. That is not the right thing to do. What is the right thing to do is to rehabilitate that person. Try to help that person to get rid of that bad habit instead of supporting their action. So in this way, friends, some practice giving with delusion. So Buddha always encourage us to practice giving with right understanding. So must question before you give, must analyze before you give. Why am I giving? What is the reason? And this money that I'm going to give is going to be used for what purpose? It is your right to know all these things. And when you have to have clear understanding before you give. The fourth mental condition here is fear. People can give out of fear. Again, in this situation is also the meritorious aspect of the action is diminished. What are the conditions people might give out of fear? Sometimes people give because they have fear towards the God, or they have fear towards the karmic retributions. For example, let's take a person who earned his wealth in a wicked, evil, immoral way. So he knows that he make that money in an unwholesome way. So he constantly has fear that God might punish me for earning in this way. So I better give something to the society back. So he or she will give out of fear of God's punishment. Or that person might have thinking, after the death, I will be born in lower realms. So there will be karmic retribution, bad karma. So I better do some good actions. So he or she will give to the society out of fear. This is called giving out of fear. Or it is possible in another case. Suppose someone start a kind of a factory in a rural area, but this particular factory creates some problems to the environment. For example, it is emitting certain chemicals which are not good for the plants and trees and to the waters. But that person suddenly starts giving scholarships to the poor children of that community. The reason is here, out of fear that the public anger, people will come and protest against my factory. So he gives out of fear, not he has the goodwill. So it is just a strategy, another way to deal with it. Or he might do such actions to get rid of the legal consequences whatsoever. Or someone is accepted in a community as a head figure, a popular person, and you approach that person and ask some help for a charitable action. The person might think, if I don't give, then people think that I'm stingy. People will not respect me anymore. So out of fear of losing the social status, name and fame, that person might give. So friends, there can be many situations that people give out of fear. The fifth condition, the Buddha explained this sutta, that someone might give considering that my father, as well as my grandfathers, and back in generations, you know, they have practiced this giving. So I must continue it. In this case, I would say this person is giving with blindness, because in the first place, this person just give for the simple reason his father and grandfather and his ancestors have given this or have practiced this throughout the generations. He doesn't have right understanding here. So the question can arise, is it a good action or bad action? That depends on for what purpose that particular money or wealth has been given throughout the generation. Suppose throughout the generation, the fund was given for an unwholesome action. So when you continue it, it is unwholesome action. If the fund was given for a wholesome action throughout the generation, when you continue it, it is a wholesome action. However, the person doesn't have right vision here, because the person is simply continuing a family tradition. So whether it is good or bad will be decided depend on for what purpose the particular fund was given. Number six, there might be someone giving with the intention of heavenly reward. Means at the moment of the giving, that person might wish, with the merits that I acquire through this giving, may I be born in the heavenly realm after the death. So the question, is it good or bad? Is it right or wrong? Looking at from the Buddhist point of view, there's nothing wrong of it. You can give and you can make an aspiration to be born in heavenly realm or human realm, there's nothing wrong of it. The Buddha teaches the Dhamma to two groups of people. One group of people are the disciples of the Buddha who are still want to remain in the domain of sensual realm, and they wish to be reborn again and again. They wish to enjoy sensual pleasure, and they wish to remain in this cycle of existence for some time before they attain enlightenment. For these people, Buddha teach the Dhamma, how they can live a happy life here and now, and how can they be born in pleasurable, favorable realms after the death, like in divine realm. So for those followers of the Buddha who wish to enjoy sensual pleasure and cultivate spiritual faculties gradually and attain enlightenment in due course in the future, of course they can wish to be born in human realm or divine realm, and when they do meritorious actions, they can make such aspirations. There is nothing wrong of it. Majority of the Buddha's disciples are belong to this group. However, there might be a minority, small group of disciples of the Buddha who wish to attain enlightenment in this life itself. And if it is so, and they of course will not have such wishes, and they will diligently follow the noble path, strictly dedicate to a life to attain that goal. So the question here, is it okay for a Buddhist to make a wish to be born in the heaven? Perfectly all right. There's nothing wrong of it. You can do that if you so wish. So this is a good action, wholesome actions here. So the number 6 is considered as wholesome. Number 7, which is giving for the sake of spiritual joy. When someone gives, he or she experience bliss and happiness of detachment. It's a spiritual joy. So when you give, you feel happy. So you simply give because you feel happy. This is called a pure, wholesome type of giving. Chittang punatiti punyang. When your mind become elated, happy and joyful, this is what we call merits. So each and every disciples of the Buddha is encouraged to have such a pure type of joy, spiritual joy, when practice giving. In order to achieve this, you have to give without string attached. It means you have to let go the desire towards the item. You have to let go the desire towards the person. So you must have complete detachment instead of desire. You must have loving kindness, goodwill, instead of hatred. You must have right understanding instead of delusion. You must not have whatsoever fear in your mind because you are not giving out of fear. You have confidence, you have joy, you do not have such negative feelings like fear. You are not pressurized here. You are not forced here. And you also have clear understanding that you are not simply giving because your father or great father gave it, but simply your heart say that you want to give and you feel happy. So when you have these conditions, of course, you become so happy and joyful in giving. As the Buddha pointed out, Punyanche puriso khaira khaira te tang punapunang. People who achieve this status of spiritual cultivation through practicing giving, wise people, when they do meritorious action, Punyanche puriso khaira khaira te tang punapunang. They will do such meritorious actions again and again and again. Why? Sukho punya sucayo. Increasing of merit is increasing of happiness. So these people, they are very pure in giving, they enjoy giving, they have just bliss and happiness, purely giving. Number 8, someone might give because that is an ornament to the mind. Means giving can purify the mind. So Buddha compared it to an ornament. If you take an ornament, we wear the ornament to beautify ourselves. We might wear earrings, necklace, or nice clothes, and all these things to make ourselves look beautiful, pleasant. Similarly, for the mind to become beautiful and pleasant, the ornaments are the virtue. So giving is a virtue which is similar to an ornament. And furthermore, when you give with that pure thoughts and right understanding, mind will be purified. Giving is opposite to greed. So when we have greed, we become self-centered. When we have greed, we are so attached. When we have greed, we are driven by this self-centered blind attachment. This is the root cause of suffering. Giving is opposite to it. When you give, you become detached. When you give, you will not be self-centered, but rather you become broader-minded. You can embrace many people. You will have a bigger heart. When you give, you feel free and open. When you have this virtue, that also will purify your mind from the defilement. So Buddha says, dānañca dhammacaryāca. Practicing giving and righteous way of conduct, these two are interlinked. When a person practices giving with right understanding, compassion and goodwill, such a person naturally will develop a wholesome character. So sila quality, virtue will become greater. So that is why the Buddha said here, the 8th course, people give because they understand giving is an ornament. They will beautify their mind. So if you go by these 8 course, 8 conditions of the mind, starting from number 1 to number 5, these are considered as somewhat still unwholesome. So of course giving is still good, but their wholesome aspects are very diminished, so not fruitful. But number 6, 7, 8, these three are wholesome aspects. So as disciples of the Buddha, we all must try to follow the three last mental conditions when we practice giving. To make it very simple and straightforward, and I would encourage you to have pure thoughts before you give. So before you give, you think carefully. pleasant thoughts. While you are giving, watch your mind, do not let any negative thoughts arise. And after you give away, you still maintain the purity of your mind. So if you can maintain your mind in a positive way before you give, while you are giving, and after you give away, and I think we can practice the giving according to the last three conditions which Buddha encouraged. Okay, so if you have got any questions, we can open this for Q&A.